Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. This is the Dream Teacher. I will definitely be giving readings today to as many people ready to go. So, I'm not sure if you need to know a little bit about me. It could be best if you did or didn't. But, I'm just ready to help people and give readings. I kind of want to get straight to it. It's only a 30-minute show. So I want to talk to as many people as I can. And unfortunately, Blog Talk Radio used to let you run after the show while it was off air for a pretty decent amount of time. But now they cut you off, I think, after 45 minutes, I believe. So I'll go as long as I can. But until then, I'll keep the chat open from now and until after the show as well. So you can feel free to come in there and chat and ask questions in the chat. If I don't have any callers, I will be taking questions from the chat. So just let everybody know. Keep everybody on the up and up. I really need to get some kind of assistant or something so they can just deal with all the computer stuff. That would be nice. All right, we're going to go straight into our calls, and we're going to start with area code 631. Can you tell me your name, please?
Yes, hello, my name is Vinny.
Hi, Vinny, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Very well, thanks. What can I do for you tonight?
I have a question. My girlfriend, she had to go back to Thailand, and I was just wondering, I'm trying to go there. I'm just wondering about if you see that working out for me and when possibly if you do see it working out and just like work. I just worry about like work and everything and if I'll be able to stay or can you tell me what you're seeing about that or feel?
I definitely do see movement, but not until you go through it seems like certain situations that you're going to have to go through. One is about being quiet. Something about being silent, maybe not talking too much about the move with certain people, because I feel like there could be others that sort of look out for you and kind of don't want you to go. I feel like it could be people from home, and it could be like it feels like you're trying to make a new home, definitely. And that's a big transition, but it's absolutely worth it and necessary, especially if you want your life to bloom into exactly what you want. Are you also moving because of work?
I would like to stay there. I was there before. I lived there for a while, but I wasn't working there. That's the only thing that concerns me.
Well, there's definitely, if you are to move this time, which I do believe it, so I think you're definitely going to be lucky with work there this time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a degree with children or something, do you?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
You don't have a degree that has anything to do with children, do you?
I have a degree with massage therapy. I'm a massage therapist.
Okay. I just keep seeing child for some reason, and it's within a heart, and it could be a child coming on the horizon, or it could be just like this childlike feeling of your own. It feels kind of a little bit feminine in nature, whatever that means to you. So I do see this happening, but I wouldn't be talking about it a lot with a lot of people.
Yeah, I try not to talk. I'm not telling my family. Like, I don't really want to talk about it much, so I'm not sure when I can do it, you know?
You know, the best is to do it. I kind of would like to think of it like a Band-Aid, where you just, all right, well, I'm moving this weekend, so I'll catch you guys later.
Yeah, exactly what I'm trying to do, because I know they'll try to, like, block it, like, if I do that. That's right, definitely.
Yeah. And if you feel it and you know it, and there really truly is love there, then you're doing the absolute right thing. Absolutely.
Right. Do you have any idea of the time?
I'm feeling lots of tree growth, so I'm feeling like late spring, possibly early summer, because I just see like a full blooming tree and lots of sun. So
okay.
I don't know where you are in the world right now, but there's not too much sun happening. I think it's snow.
I'm in New York now.
Okay, yeah. I think we run the risk of getting snow again. I'm not sure.
Maybe. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. All right. That was a nice call. We're going to move on. I do need to get just a sip of water. Okay. All right. Area code 408. Prepare yourself. You're about to be on air. Can you give me your name, please?
Hi, this is Tweed.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
My name is Twee.
Twee? Can you spell that for me?
Yeah. It's T-H-U-Y, as in yesterday, but it sounds like T-W-E-E.
That's very cool. I like that name. Well, Twee, what can I do this evening?
Can you please help me, give me guidance on what is my calling in terms of my career? Because what I'm doing right now, I don't feel like it's right for me, and I'm miserable.
All right. I can definitely feel that weight on you. Do you mind if I ask you what kind of job that you're in right now?
I am a hospital pharmacist.
Okay. All right. I need to do. I just need to connect with the name of why I should spell it. That's an interesting name. I really do love that. So your true heart's calling career. That's a very heavy question, dear. You do know that.
Yes.
Well, I'm hoping that you recognize your own heart and when you feel it working in your life now, as opposed to, let's see, okay, your career to me feels very, very watery. I get a lot of water around this area, especially with things living in the water, maybe fish, mammals, something. But I also get like you're blocking this from happening. It's because you're scared, I think, about changes, and that you're just unsure of how to go about even noticing what makes you feel good in the job. And now you have to take this amazing, imaginative journey and picture yourself. Now say, you're not anywhere close to this water, are you? Are you by water?
Well, I'm a Pisces. I am from the Bay Area, but I live in San Jose. I don't know if you're picking up San Francisco. I work in Salinas, which is near Monterey Bay. So I don't know if you're picking up on that.
It very well could be. It could be the Pisces, too, that's for sure. A lot of Pisces.
Yeah, I'm very, very like a Pisces. I'm like the definition of a Pisces.
Okay. So I think that you can definitely be doing... have you ever thought about doing your own psychic work?
I thought about going to that type of healing, like Reiki, crystal healing, counseling, naturopathic doctor. I thought about those.
I think that that's something that you would definitely find stability in. Here's a few reasons why. Pisces, your natural sign, you say you're very Pisces, and it seems like you love that energy, that water. And if you were not aware, astrologically speaking, there's a shift from Neptune to Pisces, which those are very closely related planets and signs. And natural healing is going to be on the rise, especially in the next 15 years at least. People are really going to be looking to do more natural and holistic things. I personally, clinically, I'm a hypnotist, so I do people take them into their subconscious, which is also a very Pisces thing. And I bring them into deep, deep states of mind. You know, it's all about this deep connection and deep healing, a lot of amazing things. If you look during the times when Pisces, or Neptune was in Pisces a few years ago, you can see the different philosophies and different healing techniques that were brought about just when the shift happened and during those times. It hasn't happened since, I don't know, for like 140-something years, so this would be the time to jump on it. And you know what? Your true heart would be connected in that. And when you work with people on this sort of intimate level, you can't help but feel your own heart and compassion just seeping through. It's so beautiful, and I think you would find a lot of enrichment in doing something along these lines, but keeping metaphysics in mind. And, you know, it's just like you, when you asked your question, you know, you wanted to find your true heart's calling. And if you can work with your heart, you know, what better way is there? You understand?
Mm-hmm. So you're picking up, like, Reiki, where crystal healing type of work?
Anything that's metaphysical, no, I'm not sure. It's very, very soft and dainty feel to you. And I feel like you would be good at the Reiki. Definitely, that would be your first place to start. And then, if you like it, you know, keep building upon it, or maybe take a class, or do some reading, get a book, and see, as long as it piques your interest. And then, yes, the crystals would be a very good way to go, because they're very deep, and they have a lot of good connection. Even just keeping them around you is going to help to boost that energy to shift it, and it gradually rises. And again, with more practice, becomes very, very well-healing.
If I move into this direction, would I be able to support myself?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the whole point. Like I said, it's you're going to see this section of business take off. It's going to come up a lot, and lots of people. Let me tell you, just from doing my shows 2 years ago in 2009, when I was giving readings, etc., I would, I never got as many callers as I did at this time now. It's crazy how much it has went up. So it's something beautiful that you can look into, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Good luck. I can't wait to hear about it. And if you want to work together in the future, that would be awesome. You never know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. All right. That's such a cool name, Tweet. I love that. I wonder what origin it's from. Okay. We're going to move on to the next caller. I just want to get myself situated. Oh, still feel the heartfelt connection there. Okay. We're going to go to area code 406. You ready? Give me your name, please.
My name is Shelley.
Hello, Shelley. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm very well, thank you. can I help you with this?
I was just wondering, I have been going out with this guy and kind of broke it off, but then he called and really needed me to be there, so I was there, and now I'm just kind of not knowing, you know, what kind of signals I'm getting here.
Okay. You said you dated him previously, correct?
Correct.
It feels like it's going into more of a friendly zone.
Say that again.
It feels like it's going into a friendly zone. Like it's getting to where you're being friends, and so you're cutting out this certain aspect to your relationship. Actually, I see. Okay, well, I just see just the feminine energy being cut out. I'm trying to understand. And I see changes. Did you guys get into an argument?
Have we gotten into an argument?
Is that what escalated this distance?
He was doing some drugs, and I found out about it, and then, you know, we were kind of separated for like 6 months, and then he called, and, you know, I always told him I'd be his friend, and then he called and said he just really needed some support and needed some help in the situation, so I was there, but now it just seems like, you know, part of me says it should just be friends, but I just get mixed messages from him. I mean, one minute it's like we should just be friends, but then it's a lot heavier afterwards.
Yeah, I see the friend thing a lot. I definitely see the friend thing, and I feel like you're just going to end up cutting it out completely. But are you pregnant by any chance?
Oh no. No, I've got my... No, I'm not pregnant.
Okay,
I can't be.
Right. Okay. Okay. I think it is going to be imperative for you to be able to cut this person out. I see a lot of movement again and many changes. And I see that you'll be messaging back and forth wherever he is. I just see the little box letter, so it could be like text messages or an email or written messages. And that's how you're going to communicate a little bit while he's away. You need to push him away for now. He's probably going to end up taking advantage of you as a friend, and you're going to be very sensitive about it, and that, you know, because you want a little bit more. Seems like you want a little bit more from this than he might. He's not sure what exactly that you want. So that's why you'll end up being friends, and then you're going to find that something's going to cut that apart. So it's all in better movements. It's going to strengthen, you know, distance always strengthens the real relationships in our lives. And, you know, if you can get through that, then, and something happens, then great. And if he's just stripped away, then that's totally fine too, and that leaves room for something new and more beautiful to enter your life. Not anything that's really going to drag you down. That's something that you don't need, because I know that's happened before a lot. And it's, you know, it's about time for you to be okay, whether that's with yourself or another.
Okay. Will he be okay with his drug issues? He's working on that. Will he be able to be successful with what he's doing now?
I think it's just going to be eating away at him. It's a terrible feeling to be addicted and, you know, letting go. And honestly, I'm not even sure. I don't even think he knows. And that uncertainty that's where he's going to have to take his own path, where he can go one way
mm-hmm.
or another. There's two options with that, and he hasn't made any decisions yet in regards to that, and I can't feel that.
Okay.
When somebody doesn't make it, when somebody doesn't make a decision, it really just it blocks off any anyone from being able to pick up on anything.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
You know, it's definitely, you know, you're catching, what you're doing is you're catching other people's frequencies and possibly messages from other spirits, so you never know where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
okay, well, thank you.
Be strong. Be strong and get in your own power. That's what you got to remember.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Oh. Bye-bye. Oh, darn it. I hate this delay on here. It makes things so weird sometimes. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Time has been bye-bye. Okay, so we're going to move on to area code 267. Can you tell me your name, please?
Hi, my name is Tisha.
Hi, Tisha. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I
was wondering about relationships. Do you see any?
Okay. It feels like you've been, have you been on your own for a little bit?
About a year.
Okay. And it feels like you've been, you know, figuring out your destiny, figuring out where you're going, what you're doing, and how you own yourself and how you're in your own skin and your own power. I think this past year you went through a lot of maybe either inner and outer conflicts.
Yep.
And probably either with parents or people that just look out for you. Let's see. It just feels like you've just been getting a lot done. You know, you've just been plugging along, working hard, and minding your own business and keeping quiet. And maybe you sort of shied away from that aspect of your life. But it's time to cut out the shyness and quietness and, you know, go out. And so I don't think you, it feels like you don't go out very much, like out to, you know, bars, clubs, restaurants, wherever. Just for the sake of going out, even if you're by yourself.
You said do it by myself?
Yeah, even if you have to, absolutely. Sometimes it's a lot. It's such a different perspective when you're on your own and just walking around. I mean, I guess that might be more simple for guys to do it, but whatever, this is the 21st century. Can totally do that.
I can't stand going out alone.
It's totally, you gotta get ballsy. You gotta get like, yeah, all right, we're gonna take it all the way. I see like a lot of duality in your life. It's like when I see movement, I also see staying still. Like at the same time, I don't know if you're a Gemini or something, but
I'm a Gemini, yeah, with an Aquarius rising.
Yeah, that makes sense. You're like a, you're not a force to be reckoned with when it comes to you face to face. I know that. That's scary. I feel like relationships are so far away from you. You know, you got something that's got really good money coming in. I don't know if you have it now or you will. I see you even traveling before you even have a relationship. It's like you're gearing up and getting ready, getting settled in home after being traveled.
Well, I'm actually like unemployed right now, so I have no idea where money is coming from.
Well, there's definitely money, and when you get it, you're going somewhere. You're traveling.
That would be
but
great.
Then as soon as you go, right back home, it's like you're relieved, but you can't wait to get back home. It's so funny. And after, when you travel and you, like, broaden horizons, anytime you, like, travel in your life, you know, you always put yourself in a different conscious, especially collective conscious of people. And it's like your world, your mind totally changes, and you bring home a different perception. And with that, when that happens, it's like you're more apt to do this over when you did that before. It's just amazing what that can do for you. But
well, I was thinking about trying to go around the country. Like, I'm in Philly, and I wanted to go to South Dakota and Washington State and visit some friends, and then California, visit some family, and visit friends in Vegas, and then come back.
Oh, my gosh. There is. That's it. You have to do that. I knew I was picking up on some sort of traveling. And it's going to be so perfect when you get back, when you get back home. Everything's going to fall perfect. And that's where I see you. Finding.
Getting a relationship.
I know it's a long time, but hey, you know, we gotta truck through to find the good stuff. You know, the diamonds in the rough. It's not
true.
Right out of the
way. Well,
so,
thank you so much.
You're welcome. You got some time to kill, but enjoy it. And you're gonna love every step, I guess. So.
I hope so. It's been rough. Okay.
I know, but hey, everything is flowing so much smoother now. I do love it. It's crazy. You'll feel it, don't worry. Well, thank you, Tisha, for calling in.
Thank you. Have a great evening. Bye.
Oh, this is so fun. Okay, we got 3 minutes left. Just wanted to let everybody know I'm going to take as many as I can. But if you don't get a chance to talk to me, you can always call me on my Keen line. I don't have the number, but it should be right on the link, right on the page. And I do advise them there as well. I know it's not a very fancy website, just haven't had time to put all the fun stuff up. But, all right, let's see. Got to get myself all together again. We're going to move on to... area code 818 next, but I want to tell everybody again that if I didn't get your questions here, we can talk in the chat room. Okay, area code 818, can you tell me your name, please?
Hi there, it's Desiree.
Hi Desiree, how are you?
I'm good, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. You have a very soothing and intimate voice. I like it.
Oh, thank you. I was going to thank you for taking my call. I'm in a quandary here because I ended up sending a resume out to a different state for a job, and I don't know if they're going to go ahead and bring me in or not. And I was wondering if you could pick up on that or not. It's actually for a pilot for a show, and if they bring me in, it would be to be part of the crew. So I live in Southern California, and it's in Texas.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely feel some sort of big change. I also feel a sense of, it's just scary, but I feel a sense of death around, and something really, really tricky going on. Oh my goodness, this is very heavy.
No, go ahead, please tell me, because I can feel the energy, and I can't pick up on it, but I just know that there's something going on that you're picking up on it, and I need help to figure out what it is.
Yeah, it is. It is very, oh my goodness, just very heavy, death-like, and just sneaky and just gnawing away. I feel money there. I hope it's not. Let me see. Okay, there's going to be fears about money coming up, too. I see nothing with career, but I do see big changes. So I feel like it could be, and very well be, maybe the change in career. I don't necessarily see any changes. Oh my goodness, girl, what have you been doing? Why is all of this coming up? Have you done something like so terrible in the recent past?
Have I done something terribly in the recent past?
Yeah, like, have you screwed somebody over? Or, I know you're in the TV business, and I know
basically what happened is somebody really did a number on me regarding having me lose everything that I ever had. It's been a karma thing that basically I met some very the dark side. If anybody said, "What did you ended up meeting?" it would have been the dark side. So they were the ones that I allowed it to happen, not knowing who they were. So it's been a trade-off, basically, to note how what you're picking up basically is when, you know, you've lost everything, but the only thing that you did not lose was your soul.
Absolutely.
That's what you're picking up.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely that. It's very tiny. It's like this very dimly lit candle, but it's still burning and it keeps you alive. And
how it's basically hitting me is that no matter what move I make, it seems to always hit my finances sneakily to state that, you know, when I feel like I've just, let's say you get like one step ahead of yourself, you feel like you're just starting to go forward, I'll be hit again by something that I'll just say, you know what, I don't know how it's going to be taken care of, but it'll be taken care of because of the fact that my faith is what they can't take away from me, if that makes any sense to you. That's the only thing that they can't take from me, which they want.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And you know what? We're going to do something right now. I'm going to be like your knight in shining armor right now. And we are going to give you a nice little, I want to take you like meditation, imaginative journey. All you're going to have to do is just focus in your imagination, okay, and mm-hmm. picture anything that I tell you to picture. And then follow and take control of your breath. And if I tell you to breathe, then it's certainly going to do so, okay? Do you want to do that, or is that something you'd rather not?
No, that'd be great. Because it's called my power. When you give the power to, you don't want to basically give them that inkling of any power can have, period. You understand that?
Absolutely, I do. Absolutely. The only way that you want to give power is when they're giving it right back. And that's the truth. When they can show you their loving power.
Yeah, it's right. Loving power, exactly, which they don't want.
You know, you can't always, you definitely can't force it on other people.
No, you can't, but that's exactly what will diminish their power, because they don't want the love.
And it will also do that, move you away from people as well, or they'll be pushed from you, or they won't even be interested anymore in trying to take whatever that you have.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What I need you to do, okay, just sit comfortably, close your lips, and let's let your imagination start popping with color. I want you to imagine deep magenta, beautiful coral, and silver. All right, now I want you to imagine a tree. And I want you to see the tree moving up. The branches fall out, and they fall very, very close to the ground. And then I want to take you and imagine that I flip you so that you are underneath the ground as if there is a mirror under your feet, and you're standing inside of the earth. And you notice the roots within the trees seem to shape and form in the exact way that the branches form above. Now, see the above and the below. Notice the light within your own body. I want you to remember the numbers 4, 4. And remember the cycle of life. As you move from heart to crown, you become one within beautiful tree, rejoining in your own circle that connects to all. As you do this, you deepen your own divine connection. Now, I'm going to do one other part. All right, where I want you to put your energy is right at your sacral center. That is right at the pelvis, in case you do not know. This, I want you to reignite in your created self, your desires, your drives, you know, whatever just really draws you in and you can feel any sort of dual nature to it, or any of this, the karmic give and take, or push and pull, or anything of that nature. I want you to focus on very strong orange colors, very strong orange, okay? And just feel the vibration of orange. Feel it within your body. And let yourself breathe in its breath. That's perfect. Now, what I want to tell you is that just doing that is an amazing equipment that you didn't even believe. Something as simple as that is you're going to find even just subtle changes, but in big ways. And I want you to notice how you will connect with people, new people that are coming around you. See, I want to see, just from doing that, I want to see what has changed within all these negative people around you and all this crap, and you're actually going to find solace within this job. Okay, I feel a huge feminine sense within you. Maybe it's with somebody, I feel like it's somebody who's older and wiser, either a mother or grandmother. It's going to bail you out. They're going to give you some sort of this key. They're going to give you the light bulb. You know what happens when you get a light bulb on your head? You know, you have an idea. And it'll be offered from whoever looking out after you. Do you have anybody in spirit? Some woman?
In spirit as a woman? No. No.
Good. That's good. I'm glad you said that. I just wanted to double check with that.
No, if anything, in spirit, the only person that would be around me would be my dad.
Okay.
My mom is still here. She just turned 86, so she's still here.
She'll be there for you. She's got a lot of wisdom to hand down to you. It's going to be very uplifting, and it's going to connect you back to that feminine energy. Maybe I feel like you don't live where you grew up, so maybe going back to your most recent past home, whichever that may be, and give yourself a familiarity of home, and maybe you can let go so that you can move on and create another home. But you can't just run away and expect it all to get better. Movement and moving away, it doesn't make anything better. It makes everything stay the same. But it does change the energies and how you deal with it. So,
well, what's kind of interesting is that, when you're telling me about, I've been living in her home, since 2007. So I've been here while she is, somewhere else. Where I used to live, with a prior place. I'm not running from anything. Why I brought up the Texas assignment was because they're doing a Dallas pilot for Dallas, the show, and I was wondering, if they would bring me in as crew to stand in, because that's what I do. I stand in for kids for that show. So that's why I had brought in, I don't know if they would do that or not. So that's why I was trying to pick up on an email that they had sent me today.
Yep.
It would keep me in mind, if there would be a placement for me.
And you got this email today, you said?
Yeah, I got an email back from production saying to get a hold of the background casting company, which I emailed to, and they said that they would keep me in mind if, in fact, there would be placement for myself regarding, the cast. They don't know yet, but they were happy that I had sent my resume and picture. So I don't know if there are any children on the pilot or not, for them to, fly me in to stand in for the children.
I think that emails feel very good, and I see you have to deal with all this crap that's here for the moment, and I do see you traveling, and I see you moving around. I think it's not going to come until watch the moon cycles. I believe that that's going to have something to do with it. So it's going to be perfect. You're going to be in your spot. You're going to be using your brain to the best potential, and you're going to be able to have focus, and you're going to see that sunlight again. I do know that. It's just you got to go through all the stuff. I couldn't even pick up on the job until we got through all the crap.
Yeah, well, there's been I've been doing what's been called when you do the emotional. I've been doing a lot of meditation and a lot of clearing for myself to just, you know, open up to the universe regarding doing all of this work that